Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue our studies on the subject, the living, the natural, or rather the supernatural life. Living the supernatural life. And we have chosen for our theme verse for this series of meetings, Paul's statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18, where Paul writes to the beloved Corinthians these words, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen." Now, this is supernatural. How do you go about looking at things that can't be seen? This is a paradox. It needs explanation. Well, it has an explanation when you consider the fact that we are living supernatural lives, and the supernatural life is the spiritual life. It's beyond the control of nature. It does not need nature's phenomena at all. The real you and me, or our souls and our spirits, our bodies, are just the accessories. And part of us, our soul, gives us really the world consciousness, and the spirit gives us God consciousness. Now let's go on this theme statement. "Well, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen." Now, that takes faith to see the things that we do not see, we cannot see with our eyes. For the things which are seen are temporal, that is, they're connected with time, but they're not eternal. The soul and the spirit is. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, let's go on. Today, we want to consider the subject of God confirming our faith by hearing and answering our prayers and proving to us that our lives and deed are more than just natural lives. Now, God proves the reality of our spiritual lives in answering our prayers. We do not reach Him through natural phenomena. As a matter of fact, we may pray from the heart without making an audible sound. But God reads the brain waves like we read sound waves. God knows what we're thinking. And He interprets the prayer even if we're praying in our hearts, inaudibly. Now, this is wonderful. Now, we want to consider this subject today under three headings: God proving the reality of our spiritual lives and answering our prayers. God loves to answer our prayers. He likes to prove the spiritual aspect of our lives. He likes to strengthen our faith. He likes to answer our prayers. He likes to prove that we are more than just earth creatures. We're more than that, indeed. All right, now the second division in our study today, God encourages us to pray. And the third one, God answers our prayers. All right, let's go on now and consider the encouragements to pray that are given to us in the Scripture. Now, there was a servant, a steward of Abraham's, that was Abraham's servant. And he was sent by Abraham back to Abraham's native land to get a bride for Isaac. Isaac was the son of promise to Abraham. And Abraham did not want Isaac to marry the girls of the land where he was. He wanted to go back. Now, he told his servant, "Go back and get a bride for Isaac." That was quite a responsibility, wasn't it? And so the servant started out with 10 camels load of provisions, and he started for Abraham's native land. And when he got there, he was terribly burdened. "How am I going to know?" And he asked the Lord, he talks to the Lord about it. And he says, "Now, Lord," he says, "I want this is a watering place, this is a watering hole, and I want you to send a girl out here to get water. And I want you to have her, when I ask her for a drink, to give me the drink and say, I'll not only give you a drink, but I'll give your camels a drink also. You let that be the girl." And do you know, before he was through praying, Rebecca came out to that well, and she drew water. And the servant asked her, "Would you please give me a drink?" And she says, "Yes, I will," or words to that effect. Her actions proved that. And she said, when he had drunk, she says, "I'll draw water for your camels." Now, isn't that a marvelous answer to prayer? God answered his prayer specifically. You know, I think God likes to pray in specifics, to ask for specific things, not ask in the general sense. Ask in such a way that when our prayers are answered, we'll have the thrill of knowing that God was listening and that we are in touch with him. And so he was successful. God answered the prayer of this wonderful, wonderful person, Eliezer. Now, Asaph's message from the Lord in Psalms 50 is this. The Lord is talking to Israel. Asaph recorded the words, but God is talking to Israel about the relationship to him. And here are his words. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. God wants us to prove him in prayer. And he says, just try me. Just try me. And I think probably one of the most thrilling aspects of the Christian life, as far as I'm concerned, is God answering our prayers, knowing that we're in touch with heaven. All right? Let's go on. The Lord's encouragement to pray is recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. I'll read them. At this time, ask. This is in the Sermon on the Mount, incidentally. And the Lord tells his disciples, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. What an encouragement. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. For what man is there among you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? What an encouragement, directly from the Lord himself. And James, in his epistle, in chapter 4 and verse 2, writes these words to his beloved, and here they are, ye lust and have not, and desire to have and cannot obtain, ye fight and war, yet ye have not, you extend yourselves to your fullest limits to try to satisfy your desires, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. God wants us dependent upon him. He doesn't want us fending for ourselves. And James voices this matter in his admonition to these people to whom he's writing. Ye lust and have not, ye kill, and desire to have, that is, kill animals, and desire to satisfy your hunger, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Oh, how and when we will learn to trust God and put him to the test. Now, we're going to give some answers of God's prayers in the scriptures that have been recorded for us, and how he answers our prayers as well. Now, in Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24, we read there, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. God has the answer ready for our prayers before we even call. Before they call, I will answer. I recently received a letter from a missionary in an isolated area, and he had his truck, the oil pump from his truck went out, and he took it to a garage down there, and they didn't have anything. He needed that truck. And he went home praying, of course, what am I going to do? And while he was home, a little boy came out of his shop bearing a little box. And he looked at it, and he says, oh, I remember, that is a pump that I bought in the States years ago. I wonder if that would fit my truck. And you know it did. And that pump was manufactured years before that model of that truck came out. Did God answer his prayers? Isn't it thrilling to know that God answers our prayers even before we call? He has the answer ready. Oh, this glorifies God. For us to realize that He's omniscient, He knows the end from the beginning. Now, God's prayers are answered to our need. In John chapter 14 and verse 14, we read there, "If ye shall ask anything in my name," and these are the words of the Lord Jesus to His disciples just before He left them to go to the cross. He says, and it shall be, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, if you have an authorized version, you will notice that the word "it" is in italics. It is not in the original. It was just supplied to make a better translation. Now, let's read it without the "it." If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do. I will ask. If we ask, He says, I will do. I'll answer your prayer. Perhaps I'll answer your prayer by saying no. You know, somebody will ask us sometime, well, have your prayers been answered? Yes, all of my prayers have been answered. But you know, sometimes God says no, and no is an answer. But in the 15th chapter of John's Gospel, verse 7, we read these words, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Now notice, please, the conditions for this marvelous promise. And here it is, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, if you are in tune with me, if you are in fellowship with me, if you have my mind about things, and you ask me, then He says, it shall be done unto you. Now, the secret of this is, we will ask the right thing if we are in touch with the Lord. And that's what the Lord promises, and He promises to answer our prayers. And then there is another verse in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the Apostle Paul writing to his beloved Ephesians. And now he says, "Now unto you, unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Now here, and I'm going to read that verse again, the scripture goes far beyond me. "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." We're praying to the Almighty God, and certainly He can answer our prayers. And the Lord wants us to try Him, and James warns against failure in prayers. He says in the 4th chapter, 3rd verse of his epistle, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." God is too wise to answer all our prayers. Our Father, we come into your presence now, and we pray that we will indeed use that right that you've given us to pray to you and confirm our faith that you're listening. In Christ's name, amen.